Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight, I have the pleasure, I am giving you Mr. Nate Jones of Life Tips. And let me give you a little background of him, give you the downloads and all of that type of stuff. So one of the things is to have our future other podcasters on. So here it is, Mr. Jones. I will just give you this little portion of it. He actually has Life Tips, and it is a virtually faith-based ministry that used to be. September 1, he had gained an opportunity to share God's favor over his life through Tell Your Story Tuesday, which was a virtually based ministry where Christians tell the story of how God changed their lives. And later, he is now, not later, he might, let's say he prophesied this into motion. We're Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, so he's here tonight to share his story. He's going to be sharing as a speaker. What is his goal is to educate, motivate, and inspire people to live their best lives and be their best selves. So audience, I introduce Mr. Nate Jones. Yay.
Hello. Hello, audience of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. Hello to all who are listening. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem. No problem. I just, you know, last week I think I'm on to, I love connecting with like-minded individuals and anything about inspiring others. Again, that's what I'm all about. So, Nate, I just gave a little tidbit of, but can you share with the audience just a little bit more about yourself and the basis of your podcast of Life Tips?
Sure, sure. Well, hello, everyone, again. My name is Nate. I'm from the DMV, acronym for D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I'm a Christ follower, podcast host, motivational speaker, who also goes by the brand name, The Wise Orator. I'm an insurance rep with Farmers Insurance and also a business owner, a new business owner with World Financial Group. And so the basis of Life Tips is that I discuss everyday life topics and provide advice and tips for becoming a better you. So the focus of my show is self-improvement, not just for myself, but also for the listener so that he or she can have the best chance at living a satisfactory life here on this earth. Now, we all know, you know, there's going to be ups and downs in life, and there's some things that, there's a lot of things actually that we can't control, but there are a few things in life that we can control, and the things that we can control, those tangible things, that's what I primarily focus in terms of self-improvement with Life Tips podcast, and giving examples of not just, you know, how things, you know, should be in life, but also, you know, a little bit of introspection, looking back over life that's passed or situations that have passed in society or in scripture, and just really bringing it to the forefront of the lives of those who are listening so that, you know, everyone can really focus in on, you know, what's going on now and what do I want my future to look like, and, you know, in light of that, what can I do today to create a better tomorrow for myself. So that's pretty much the basis of Life Tips.
Well, that's not pretty much. That has a whole lot to do with someone's well-being, because we know it also takes a lot of growing to do. And you say it's a lot of self-assessment that we do within ourselves through this journey. You know, sometimes we get those blows, but it's how possible that we're going to stand forth when those blows come. How can we get back up? So again, Life Tips. I love the name of the podcast. So speaking on what you're saying, we're talking about your background of faith. You know, you are a former student as well as myself from Liberty University. So, you know, we're speaking on faith, and you know how they have our, you know, our alma mater of the Flames, the Flames at Liberty. And it talks about, you know, we're champions for Christ. So we know that there's a big old scandal going on. So what do you think about the latest president scandal?
Oh, boy. Our former president, really sad, honestly. Now, it's been a long time since I was a Liberty student, but since we're speaking things into existence, it won't be long before I go back and get my degree from them online. But former President Falwell's scandal was the final straw for the school. Prior to that, you know, with him expressing his deep disdain for the Black community by posting racist messages on social media,
it
all got to be too much for everybody. And so as for what I think, I mean, there's always consequences for sin. You're going to get what comes back to you.
Well, most definitely.
Some people call it karma, but, you know, for the most part, you know, there's always something that comes after what you do, whether it's good or bad. And in this case, it was all bad. And he and his wife, I feel like he and his wife need to sit down and just have a talk and think to themselves. Because recently their daughter got engaged and she's on her way to being married. And so it's kind of an interesting situation where it's like, okay, you have a daughter that's about to get married and you would hope that she gets married and stays married. But having seen what happened to her parents full, you know, fledged in their union, it's just kind of an interesting time for the Falwell family and an interesting time for the school. Now, the school did move forward and take on a interim president as they search for their next president. But I really think the mission of the school will return back to creating champions for Christ and not so much, you know, dwell too much on the politics. So I'm really excited about the future of our school, and I'm just keeping the current batch of students, you know, lifted up in prayer, because it's got to be a weird time for them.
Well, most definitely, yeah.
Juniors, seniors, or even freshmen,
right,
going to a school or going back to school during a pandemic when you're online, but yet, you know, all people are going to want to talk about is the scandal and not so much what you did to achieve that degree. So I really, you know, just pray that everything, you know, mellows out and flows back into the ultimate vision and mission of the school in due time.
I agree. When I look back at his father's legacy, I don't, you know, he did a lot to, you know, to staying with that school there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a shame that this has happened. But again, we they're going to have to live out to the mission as being champions of Christ. We have to be forgiving, but it's also to show that power. This is what I was trying to get to with that. The reason why I said it, it also shows with power, what that power does and how it can destroy. Because, you know, as you can say, he went political using power, you know, using powerful people to come. I can say as a graduate from there, he had, you can say he was, our existing president now. He's a supporter of our president that's now into service. But he, when I graduated in 2015, I went down to the graduation, and he had Gentile as the keynote speaker for my commencement. And I was very saddened that day because it was just like bashing. It was like a whole lot of bashing for the graduation. It wasn't really nothing futuristic. used to say, but yeah, I could seem to turn from it then. And I said that day, I said, this is clearly something's going to come from this. And boom, here we are 5 years later. Five years later, this has happened. But again, I'm praying as well for those students as well. I actually have a nephew who just started there this year as a freshman. So, yeah. And I told him, don't lose focus. You know, you're going there as a champion of Christ, so don't lose focus. So, right. Nate, when we come back, we're going to take a little break, and we will come back to hear what future projects that Life Tips have and how people are going to connect with you. Tonight's segment is sponsored by Ms. Michi Jeffries, and we're looking forward to come back in a minute here on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. Michelle Bolden Hammond. Hi, welcome to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight's episode of Upfront in Mind, Body, and Soul is sponsored by Ms. Michi Jeffries of World Financial Group.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight's featured guest is podcast host of Life Tips, Nate Jones. He is here in the building. Woo-hoo! So prior to that, before our break, Nate was talking about, you know, being inspiration with his Life Tips. So one of the things I want to ask you, Nate, is what made you come up with the podcast name of Life Tips?
Wow. Well, my decision to give the show the name Life Tips was actually inspired by my former church and my niche as a motivational speaker. So as you heard Ms. Michelle read in the bio, I did start my speaking career in 2017 at Baker's and Barista's in Chinatown in Washington, D.C. And so every third Sunday of the month, I would speak there during Sunday Social. It was a Christ-centered open mic event for young adults. And since everyone decided to show up and just sing praise and worship songs all night, I figured I would just we just turned into a church service. So I just came through with TED Talks and occasional sermons on wisdom. The book of Proverbs is my favorite book of the Bible. And also smart decision-making in practical areas of life while on the Christian journey. And at that time of the year, it was 2017, so I was still attending Life Church, which was my second church home out in the Waldorf area. And so when I was putting my podcast together last year, I knew I wanted life to be a part of my name, since I had spoke about life a lot, primarily gave advice for everyday scenarios, and just the idea of having life in your name, as far as your podcast goes, not just resonated with me, but I felt like it would also resonate for anyone listening as far as the audience goes, because we're on a journey of life every single day from the time that you're born until the time that you die. And so in the development process, Anchor decided to allow that name. It stuck, and here we are now, almost a full year later.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And when you talk about speaking, and I talk about your faith, that's just how things happen. You never know how you're going to be used as a mouthpiece. See, what you thought was coming in, I'm just going to be regular going to service, but then I was asked to do this, and this leads to something else. And it just, isn't it how how funny how God uses his mouthpiece. As you know, we can go back mm-hmm. in the Bible, and we talked about this on your podcast about how, you know, it's great that people, like you said, you brought in TED Talks or whatever else, but it's also important that we know the word for ourselves. Don't assume that everything mm-hmm. that you hear from somebody come across that pulpit is the straight up truth. You need to know right. the word and stuff for yourself.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I love it. I love it. So, you know, we're almost about to round up. Can you tell and explain any new and upcoming projects you might have for Life Tips?
As for new and upcoming projects, I'm still working on our fifth season as far as prepping for it. And I'll also start prepping for the sixth one as we get closer to the end of the year. So got two more episodes of season four coming out soon. And then season five drops on October 5th. Last through the end of the year, and then we'll hit season six in January sometime. And I'm also releasing a double header of regular season episodes at the end of 2020 to recap this wild year. And in 2021, Lord willing, I'll be speaking on greater platforms virtually, getting more involved in my church. And then when the world goes back to normal, go on to greater platforms and be able to speak to people in person at schools and churches and get paid for it. Because, you know, hopefully Corona will be turning the corner towards its end in mid to late 2021, according to recent CDC announcements. So that pretty much is new and upcoming projects for the show and for myself personally as we head through the last couple months of this year and into the new.
Okay. So be looking out for Life Tips. So, Nate, can you tell the audience how people can connect with you?
Yes, yes. There are several ways that you can connect with me. I'm on Instagram at @_oratornate or my main Instagram, Nate_the_speaker. You can find me on Facebook at The Wise Orator or Life Tips Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Life Tips Podcast or at Authentic Genuine Person, which is abbreviated Auth_Gen_Person. I'm on TikTok at NateJones654. And of course, you can always listen to past seasons of the show online at www.anchor.fm/lifetips. So that's pretty much how you can get connected with me.
All right, audience. So you've heard it here on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. And this was my guest tonight, Mr. Nate Jones, who is a podcaster himself of Life Tips. One of the things as me and Nate has to do, we always offer our inspirations. So, Nate, in one word before we end this show, can you give out a word of inspiration? Because we know that there's a lot of people that are in so much despair and hopelessness. But as for you and I, through Life Tips and through Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, we are a beck and light for inspiration. So I'm asking you, would you just, whatever comes to mind, just one single phrase for to ones who are in despair and hopelessness, and a message of hope.
Have faith. It's important to have faith these days. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In James, it says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And a lot of people are losing their faith, losing their hope right now because of the circumstances of life that we're in with the pandemic, or just because of other personal circumstances that they feel trapped in, but I was just listening before I came on here. I was just listening to Jacalyn Carr's song, You Will Win. And it's just mind blowing how the more that you tap into God through worship, the more you tap into God through reading the word, when it's not Wednesday and when it's not Sunday, it'll keep you grounded in your faith as you go throughout the days and weeks. So that's what I would say to anyone listening who's struggling, who needs a word of encouragement, who needs hope. Have faith. God is the best place to put your trust, the best place to put your hope. And it's the one thing that will last, not just in this lifetime, but also in the lifetime to come.
All right. Can't fight with the word. He gave out divine word, so you can't fight with the word. So, Nate, thank you so much for tuning in to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul as my guest. And for the audience, we will be back again next Thursday, 6 p.m. Tune in, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. Have a blessed week until we meet again.